Welcome. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Willow City Council for Tuesday, April 22nd, 2014. Councilman Domenichini, would you lead us in the pledge?
Please stand.
Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to my flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item three is roll call, please.
Councilmember Domenichini.
Here.
Vice Mayor Taylor Bodley.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Councilmember Gansa.
Here.
Mayor Cobb.
Item four is agenda review. Any requested changes by council or staff? Council? Anybody?
Nothing.
No. Staff?
Nothing from staff, Your Honor.
All right.
I'll move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to accept the agenda as presented. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Presentations and proclamations. We have three tonight. First, we will have a proclamation to Barbara LaDoucher as the American Legion Auxiliary, declaring the month of May as Poppy Month. And I'll go ahead and read this, Barbara, and then I'll come down and present you with the proclamation. Declaring the month of May as Poppy Month, whereas America is the land of freedom preserved and protected willingly and freely by citizen soldiers, and whereas millions who have answered the call to arms have died on the field of battle, whereas a nation that is at war must be reminded of the price of war and the debt owed to those who have died in war, and whereas the red poppy has been designated as a symbol of the sacrifice of all the lives lost in all of the wars, whereas the American Legion Auxiliary for 93 years has pledged to remind America annually of this debt through the distribution of the memorial poppy, now therefore the City Council of the City of Willows does hereby proclaim the month of May 2014 as Poppy Month and ask that all citizens pay special tribute to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in the name of freedom by wearing the memorial poppy during the month of May. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused to be affixed the official seal of the City of Willows, Glynn County, California, this 22nd day of April, 2014, which was previously signed by Mayor Cobb. Barbara?
Presented by Jefferson L. Wynn, Unit 98, Department of California,
and it's signed by Stella Willis, our young president, and Marie Madalyn, our secretary.
And we all have our poppies, so thank you for that too, Barbara. Secondly, we will have a proclamation to Police Officer Kelly Kawada declaring May 11th through May 17th as National Police Week, with special recognition of May 4th and 5th as California Peace Officer Memorial Ceremonies, and May 15th as National Peace Officers Memorial Day. Proclamation of the City of Willows declaring May 11th through May 17th, 2014 as National Police Week, with special recognition of May 4, 5, 2014 as California Peace Officer Memorial Ceremonies, and May 15th, 2014 as National Peace Officers Memorial Day. Whereas of all the promises America offers, none is more precious or elusive than the right to be free from crime. And whereas, as dedicated men and women who have chosen law enforcement as a career face extraordinary risk and danger preserving our freedom and security. And whereas during the week of May 11th through May 17th, 2014, National Police Week is observed throughout the nation in order to recognize hazardous work, serious responsibilities, and strong commitment of our nation's officers. And whereas in conjunction with this important observance, the City of Willows is observing May 15th as Peace Officers Memorial Day in commemoration of those noble officers who have tragically sacrificed their lives in the line of duty. And whereas in the year of 2013, 106 peace officers across the nation were killed in the line of duty. Further, it is recognized that 8 of those officers killed being California peace officers. Whereas these special observances provide all Californians with the opportunity to appreciate the heroic men and women who have dedicated their lives to preserving public safety. Now, therefore, I, Jeff Cobb, as mayor, do hereby proclaim the week of May 11th through May 17th, 2014, as National Police Week, and with special recognition of May 4th and May 5th, 2014, as California Peace Officer Memorial Day, and May 15th, 2014, as National Peace Officer Memorial Day in the City of Willows, and direct all American flags to be displayed at half staff during these honorable dates and week, recognizing the loss of these peace officers in preserving our liberty, and encourage all citizens to remember those individuals who gave their lives for our safety, and express our appreciation to those who continue to dedicate themselves to making Willows a safer place in which to live. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the City of Willows to be affixed hereto this 22nd day of April, 2014. Officer Kawada. We'll go to item 5C, Philip James. Glynn County Office of Education Spark After School Program Coordinator will give the council a presentation about after school and summer programs that are offered through Glynn County. Mr. James.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm the new coordinator for after-school programs and expanded learning programs throughout Glynn County. That includes all the summer programs and after-school programs for all 11 school sites. So I just recently took over this year, and I wanted to just come and let you know some of the highlights of what we've been doing since then and even leading up to then. We've been running the programs for 7 years now, and within those 7 years, we've progressed from being daycare-type service providers for after-school into academic support and emotional support for all students throughout Glynn County. So we've been incorporating just nothing but enrichment and academic support by incorporating credentialed teachers into the after-school program, enrichment activities, and building emotional support through counseling services, and all the things that our students need to learn and grow. Specifically in the summer program, 3 years ago, we received the Packard Grant, which allowed us to operate Expect Success Summer Camp, and we're in our third year of that right now, and we're moving into expanding that even more a little bit if we can. We are within 36 school sites throughout the national for national recognition. We're on our third leg of a National Summer Learning Award. So we have a possibility of being nationally recognized for our summer learning right here in Glenn County. So that's extremely exciting to me. That being said, all of these exciting things, one of the things I noticed that's lacking is service learning for our students. So I'm actually here to present to you what I'd like to do is be able to provide some service learning opportunities for our students to get out and give back to the community and thus get community support through that as well too. Moving into the summer, if I can possibly get in touch with somebody to be able to guide me in the right direction to put together some service learning projects that our students can facilitate over the summer, that's my ultimate goal.
Thank you. Would you be willing to answer a few questions?
Absolutely.
For us?
Yeah.
Mr. Domenigini.
Talking about the service projects, so you'd probably want to work with Recreation Department.
Okay.
Something like that, I guess. Police, fire. I'm not sure what you have in mind for the service projects. Probably wide open, I guess.
It is very wide open. Really, it's just a matter of, you know, what you guys or the community feels might be there, that might have their best need. You know, I don't know if there's a graffiti task force or something like that, curb painting, picking up parks, doing some field work that way. I'm not sure what the need is for the community and for the city.
Okay. And you mentioned the Packard Grants. Is that funding going to continue into the future?
Unfortunately, no. This is our last year of full funding. So we received that as a five-year grant, and it's on a five-year diminishing return. So we had 3 years of full funding, and then next year it decreases by $50,000, and then down to another $25,000, down to nothing. So eventually, I'm going to be going out and working with the districts, hopefully to work with them as far as leveraging resources so we can continue the program as the way it stands right now, too.
Okay. And I just want to say, close on my part, I think it's a great program. It definitely keeps a lot of kids busy between 3 and 5 after school when they'd otherwise be giving business to Chief Dahl over there, perhaps. So thank you for your work. It's a great program.
Yeah, we've made a lot of improvements, and I'm really proud of what we've done and the progress we've made in the last few years.
And a lot of those kids do need the academic support in those hours.
Yeah, and we've been working with them as far as Common Core alignment with the districts. So working with the district's administrators to support their Common Core alignment, working with counselors to provide counseling support for the students as well too. I've established some partnerships with Chico State to try and get more support either in the counseling or in the academic support through their credential program and counseling services provided through them as well too. So I've been trying to establish partnerships and collaborations throughout to see how best we can serve the students. So it's come a long way. It's great.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Hanson,
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yeah, I think it's a great program. Keep our kids occupied, busy, and focused in learning. But I don't know if Larry mentioned, but I would just suggest just contacting the city manager.
Okay.
And he could certainly facilitate any needs you have rather than, you know, going out and talking to all the different department heads. So that'd probably be I would recommend that'd be the easiest method for you.
Great.
So,
thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Miller.
My daughter went there for a couple of years. It was a lifesaver. I had no complaints whatsoever. Everybody was really professional and felt very safe from having my daughter there. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been around long enough to remember that the City of Willows and the Recreation Department put together the first after-school program that was offered. I'm sorry Carol isn't here tonight to recognize her again for that effort prior to the county schools taking it over. So you said you were in 11 school sites?
Yeah, all 11 schools throughout Glenn County.
So that's Elk Creek,
Princeton, Orland Unified, Willows Unified, Capay, Lake, Plaza. I think that's all of that.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And age that you serve?
Kinder through 8th grade.
K through 8. Okay. Great. Thank you. I belong to Rotary Club. I know some of the other people here are different clubs and organizations. You know, we may be able to help you find some avenues for that, too.
Great.
So
I appreciate it.
So be glad to talk to you later
about
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
And then all of you guys will be receiving an invitation as well to our summer program, where we'll be having another community day to where we're, you know, inviting individuals from the community and everybody else to come check the camp out and see what we're doing. So I'll be following up with that and sending you an invite to that. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to move on to item 6, which is public comment, written communications. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any item not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless placed on a future agenda. We generally restrict comments to 3 minutes, please. Mr. Lambert.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'd just like to thank the chief or the fire chief for not putting my residence on the weed abatement list. I was very excited to see that this year, one of the few times I've not been included on that list.
We will fix that.
Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to speak tonight to the council. As you know, I'm Jim Lambert, business owner. Longtime resident of Willows, grew up here, was raised here. I'm proud to be back here in town. I'm here tonight to talk a little bit about an item on the agenda, or excuse me, the item on the ballot for June 3rd, Measure R. I'm asking to take a couple of minutes to talk about the need for Measure R, the need for the improvement of our school facilities. This is not a school issue. This is a community issue. And I think all of you realize how important schools are to a community. I think anybody who is going to look for expanding and coming to this town is going to look for what condition are the schools in. Our school education, I think, is going very, very well. I can't say the same for our facilities. They are in trouble. They are in desperate trouble. And this bond on June 3rd's vote is a $14 million bond to try to fix our schools, to try to prepare our students for the future. We're falling behind. We're falling behind because we don't have the technological advancements that other schools are using in this same county, just up north from here. We need to prepare these students for the future and the competing in the job market for very, very important jobs as they go forward. Our facilities are literally falling apart. The Murdoch School, who, to tell you how old that is, I attended that school in 1955. I don't want to date her, but probably sometime soon after that, the vice mayor, I think, also attended that same school.
I did.
Okay. So, and it was a great school in 1955, but it's 62 years old. It's falling apart. We have portables that we placed there when I was on the school board in 1988. They were used portables that Congressman Fazio got for us. They were only supposed to be there 5 years, and now 30 years later, they're still there. They're rotting away in place. We have old plumbing that is the original plumbing at Murdoch School. We have bathrooms that back up and we have to close the bathrooms. We have roofs that are leaking that teachers have to stop their education and put buckets out. And it is truly affecting our educational process in Willows. There's a lot that has to be done. And $14 million is a lot of money. I understand that. The good thing is if we are able to pass this bond in June, the state, we will be in line to get matching state funds for somewhere between $6 and $8 million. So now all of a sudden our $14 million bond is now $22 million. So we can do a lot. Is it everything? No, but But schools never have enough money. It's kind of like cities never have enough money. We all know that. But it can give us a great boost in preparing our students for the future and giving them a fair shake. Recently, there was a master plan that was done for Willows Unified School District. It's the present needs. It's also the 5 to 10 year needs. I ask you to take a look at our website, willowsbond.com. This whole entire facilities master plan is there, and I ask you to read the projects that we're talking about. Big item is ADA compatibility. Replacing 30-year-old heating and air conditioning units, replacing the plumbing, replacing old, worn-out portable buildings that are leaking and have major issues with permanent buildings, improving the internet service in our schools, and they're not fringe-type things. They're not fluff-type things. These are really basic needs that many schools in this area already have. Orleans passed a bond. Chico has passed 3 bonds. Oroville High School has passed bonds. Corning's passed bonds. This is what we need to do. This community needs to do that. Not the school. I do not believe this is a school issue. I believe this is our community. My parents, my grandparents paid to build these schools. A lot of you have long-time residency in this area. It's our responsibility to fix these schools. It's not fair to send the kids to school in these school buildings. If you don't take my word for it, if you want to see it, I'd be happy to take you around. There will be some more pictures coming up on our website. It's really astonishing how the district has kept this whole building facility together. As I told another group that I spoke to, we have run out of duct tape. We can't do it anymore. It's just not possible. The multipurpose room and the cafeteria at the high school, built in 1966 when the vice mayor and I were in high school, still the original heating and air conditioning unit. It's 1966. It doesn't work. It's not efficient. It doesn't take care of our students' needs. So I could go on and on. I don't want to take you have an awful lot of business to do. I'd ask you to do 2 things, please. Go on our website, check out willowsbond.com, look at this facilities master plan, look at the summary of costs. It's expensive. It's really expensive. But that's what schools cost today. One last thing, there's been some discussion in the community that we can pass a parcel tax to solve our issues. Doesn't work. It's a theory that doesn't work. It would take us 50 years to collect $14 million. We don't have 50 years. We don't have 5 years to fix these schools. They're falling down literally right around our kids. So please check out the website. Second of all, I would like to ask you to consider endorsing and possibly coming out publicly and endorsing this measure. It's so, so important for this community. I can't ask enough. Parcel tax doesn't do it. Then the next idea was we can do a sales tax. I met with the city manager and the city treasurer. Of course, they informed me, well, Jim, school districts don't have the legal authority to tax. I said, only that's right. We can't pass a sales tax. Only you can pass a sales tax. And I doubt that the city would want to give up their rights to be able to raise some revenue for their own needs. So there's fire, there's police, there's all sorts of issues that the city is facing. So those don't work. Then I heard it was a motel tax, and that's not going to work either. So bonds are what we do. Bonds are what schools do to build schools. They're communities to modernize schools. That's what we do. We pass bonds. We take care of the future generation. This is pay it forward. We all had a wonderful education because somebody else took care of our facilities. We have to step forward and keep that torch going. I'd be happy to answer any questions. I don't know if we can or...
We can't take any action, Jim. We appreciate bringing this information to us. We really shouldn't discuss or take any action on an unagendized item, but thank you.
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you, Jim. Good information. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Ernie Piper. I just want
to... Ernie, can we get you to come to the front, please? Thank you.
I just wanted to speak in support of what Jim brought before you tonight. Jim and I were fortunate enough to make the transition from the old cafeteria, old gymnasium to the new complex. But as he said, that's almost 50 years ago, and we can't delay improvements any longer. It's been that long. And money in those days was not plentiful. My parents, Jim's parents, they were all thrifty, frugal people, yet they saw fit to keep the schools equipped the way it needs to be. So I speak in support of Jim's issue tonight.
Thank you very much. Anyone else have an item not on the agenda that they'd like to speak about? All right, hearing none, we'll move on then. We'll move on to item 7, which is the consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council person or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. We have item 7A, consider approval of general payroll and direct deposit check registers. Item B, consider approval of the minutes of the special mid-year budget review meeting held on March 11th, 2014. Item C, consider approval of the minutes of the regular City Council meeting held on April 8th, 2014. Item D, consider passage of second reading and adoption of an ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows adding to Chapter 18.110, General Provisions and Exceptions of the Willows Municipal Code Section 18.110.114, Density Bonus. Item E, consider approval of the renewal of the 2014-15 contract for services between the City of Willows and Three Core Inc. And that is the consent agenda.
Madam Mayor Pro Tem, I move that the consent agenda as presented be approved.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda as presented. Questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. Item 8, public hearings. We do have a public hearing tonight on soliciting input on unmet transit needs. We have someone here.
Thank you. I'm Marty Thomas, representing the Glenn County Transportation Commission. The Glenn County Transportation Commission receives funding through the Transportation Development Act. This requires us every year to go out and make sure that we have identified any unmet transit needs before we can allocate that money to any other purposes. As a side note, I don't think we've allocated that money to any other purpose for the last 3 or 4 years, but we do have some high hopes that we can do that. In fact, I've had discussions with your Public Works Director as to some projects we might be able to work between the cities and the county. Attached to your packet is definitions of the unmet transit needs, but essentially they're an unmet transit need is something that's a transportation need for the necessities of life, whether it's a grocery store, personal care, or getting to the doctor. And all of our services that we provide, that the regional transit committee provides, meet those needs as far as getting folks to those necessities. Just as kind of a side note, our programs are performing fairly well. They are required to at least meet a 10% fare box return, and they're meeting above that. But I will say, too, that the ridership on them has improved over the last year. We're about running 10% ahead of where we were, or just under 10% ahead of where we were last year for our Glen Ride service. And in Willows, anyway, the Dial-A-Ride service that we run is performing well enough to the point where we're considering maybe adding another day of service. And that runs in conjunction with a study that we've been doing on a short-range plan for our transit services. So I'm just here to get any comments either from you or from the audience, and then I will forward those back to the Transportation Commission.
Thank you, Bernie. I'm going to open the public hearing, let anyone in the audience speak, close the public hearing, and then we'll discuss it up here. So if you'd stay right there, that would be great. So I will open the public hearing on this matter. Anyone have any comment from the audience? Hearing none, I'll close the hearing. Mr. Hansen, you sit on the Transportation Commission?
I do, along with Mr. Domenichini.
All right, yes. So I'll let you speak first to this.
Sure,
then.
Thank you. Well, first of all, thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to say Marty Thomas is the gentleman speaking in front of us. He does a fantastic job. He had big shoes to fill when Peggy White retired, and Marty was working alongside Peggy, and she trained him well because he's done a fantastic job in his role with, you know, Larry and I deal with Marty on a regular basis, and I've been dealing with Marty. I don't know how many years you worked there, Marty, but several with the Planning and Public Works Department, but you do fantastic work and appreciate all of your efforts. I know it's not easy work, but you do a fantastic job. At our last meeting, and I won't expand too long on this, but I have a report on our the last Regional Transit Committee and the Transportation Commission meeting that we held on last Thursday. But there's a short-range transit plan presentation that we were fortunate enough to view that was presented. It was a contract that that a vendor filled, and a lot of the issues identified in that short-range transit plan were issues that we've discussed before at meetings. I think we have a pretty bright future with the Transportation Commission aspects. But like Marty said, Glenn Wright is it's well used, and it's month after month after month it continues to meet and exceed the fare box return. So it's needed, it's used, and the numbers prove it. So that's really all I wanted to put out there for now. So once again, Marty, thanks for all of the good work that you do. So thank you.
Mr. Miller?
I myself have used Glenn Ride at least 3 times this year, and I'll continue to use it. And I've taken up to 6-7 girls on a trip to Chico to go see the movies and go to the Dollar Tree and Upper Bidwell Park. And it's always on time, it's clean, and continue to use it. And the kids like it because they don't have an opportunity really to get on a bus. It's always usually by a car or a van. So they had a good time, and I will continue to use it. Thank you.
Mr. Domenichini.
Hey, Marty. You mentioned something about some potential projects. Can you elaborate on that? Are you talking about bus shelters and stuff or something?
Yeah. We do have a lot of those that we need to do. In fact, I'm
going to tie it back in with Butte Street again. Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually been talking with the Skyler Lipsky about meeting together and kind of getting an idea of mainly development guidelines for what the city would like there, because there are some existing amenities and we don't want to do something that will encroach or cause a problem there. But what we'd like to do is be able to do something that will be functional for both the area and for the bus as it comes through. So we have some ideas, but we want to make sure that we don't go beyond what the city has as far as what they kind of envision for that corner anyway, mm-hmm. and that area. So that's kind of the main thing where we're headed. The other projects would be other shelters, obviously, in other areas. One that we're working on that's probably local, but it's more related to the county, is that are working on getting what we call a bus barn, just an area mm-hmm. to get the buses out of the sun. The sun is kind of our worst enemy. If you look at the older buses, it's pretty noticeable. The wind and rain aren't cause a problem. It's more the sun as they sit out there. We end up replacing a lot of window seals and other components that end up wearing out like that. So those are the projects that we're working on now. So.
Okay. Well, just you know how it goes. You come to Willows, we don't want you to leave with us being empty-handed. So.
Yes.
So progress is being made on the on the bus shelters or the bus stop shelters.
Let me just say this: we do have the funding set aside. We just need to make sure that what we're proposing is going to meet with the city standards and city guidelines. Okay. So,
thank you.
And I'm sorry, I didn't ask staff if they wanted to say anything in regards to this report.
Yeah, no, we have no further comments.
Okay. I have just the one comment, because it seems like we talked about the Butte Street bus station a long time ago, and I think I even submitted a design that one of the downtown merchants forwarded to me. So, yeah, it would be really nice if we could get that started or on the drawing board.
Yeah, we have a local, I believe it's the Knights of Columbus, mm-hmm. have kind of wanted to do something there, mm-hmm. and so we started getting some momentum and some others involved, and then I kind of stepped back and said, well, we need to make sure that we go through the city first and then make sure that we know what we're doing before we get too excited and come up with something that may or may not work. So so that's kind of our first step. But yeah, I think as far as everything else, it should move pretty quickly once we know kind of what we need to do and the kind of permits and other things that will need to be done.
So can we say this year?
You're tougher than
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that, yeah. I'd like to be able to say by the end of summer or by the end of construction season, but it would kind of depend on the availability, and depending on who we'd use, whether that be city staff or county staff as far as actual construction, or whether we would contract that out. That may be a determining factor, because I know, at least for our crew, they tend to be pretty busy during the summertime getting things done, so.
Well, Skyler, I'm sure, would be extremely helpful.
Yeah, no, he has been.
And so, yeah. So.
Yeah, we've just both been very busy. I've been busy with other other things, many hats I wear, and I'm sure he has too. So, yeah, we just try to make sure, I've been trying to make sure that I follow up with him regularly, and he's acknowledged, he's like, okay, yeah, we got to get this done, so.
Okay, yeah. Great, thank yeah. you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that report. There's no action needed to be taken, is that correct? So, just informational, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
Thanks, Marty.
Item number 9 is ordinances. We took action under item 7D, so do we need to revisit that, or are we
no,
good?
We're
okay.
We're good.
Item 10 is items introduced by city council or administrative staff for discussion purposes only. Staff?
Thank you, Your Honor. Just an informational announcement. Again, just reminding everybody that the Dollar Tree grand opening is scheduled for May 10th. They've set their grand opening celebration to begin at 10:30, which probably going to leave a pretty tight conflict with the parade activities that are going on, but it is that day, and we will not have another meeting until after the opening. So I encourage any of the council members that want to participate, let us know or let Dollar Tree know, and we'll try to adjust the schedule a little bit consistent with getting past the parade and getting out there to participate in their celebration. So just wanted to pass that along.
Thank you. Council, anybody?
Nothing other than to add on that. Yeah, 10:30, grand opening. Of course, I'm planning on attending the grand opening, but it's going to be a little difficult with the parade starting at 10 and being a grand opening at the Dollar Tree at 10:30. So, okay. You're going to make a phone call, Mr. Holzinger?
Well, we can we'll communicate with them. I'm not sure that their corporate offices.
Well, they may not care. Okay. Anyway, just wanted to throw that out there.
Actually, I got two things. One's going back to the mid-year budget review. I figured I'd bring it up here. The minimum wage is going up July 1st, but we agreed at the mid-year budget review. Carol asked that the rec department part-timers come in June 1st at that wage level. I was wondering, can we just extend that to all part-time positions
yeah,
in the city? Okay. Okay. Then the other item bring up, as I was walking down here tonight, I once again reminded of our celebration of our democracy with the campaign signs, and I'd like to see in the future that the city change our sign ordinance. There's a provision in there where it specifies campaign signs as to only 60 days ahead and so many days after. What I want to see is that we take out the word campaign and put in the word temporary, because by specifying campaign signs, it's an unconstitutional clause and our sign ordinance. And I have some background material I can forward to you, Steve, on that. Just to do it right, you know, it's hard to, for me, it's hard to have that little provision where we single out political speech for regulation. That's clearly not allowed by the courts. So I'm just saying I'd like to see that changed over the course of this year. I figure, I'm not sure, usually when we change something, we have to do the public notice and stuff. I'm happy with letting it ride until we have something else to combine with it. See what I mean? Just to get it, put it on the list to do and get it done whenever we have another ordinance that we have to note, put a public notice about. So those are my two items.
Okay, so noted. I just have one question. I know that that Mr. Cobb said he would be here for the May 10th grand opening and would attend that, if, you know, depending on how the rest of us can do that. He also asked if I could attend the opening of the Relay for Life. Have we received a notice on that yet? Okay.
For them, and then you will also do the event.
Right. I told him he was unable to do that. Okay. I'll put that on my calendar then. All right. Thank you so much. All right. We'll move on then. There any discussion on that item? Okay. We'll move on to new business. Item 11A, adopt a resolution declaring weeds, rubbish, refuse, and dirt public nuisances and approve the weed and rubbish abatement schedule for the 2014 fire season. Yes?
Yes, indeed. It is that time of year. Thank you very much. Attached, you will find the agenda item with your attachments. And we are looking to adopt the resolution declaring the weeds and rubbish, refuse, and dirt public nuisance and approve the attached weed schedule for the fire season. You will notice your attachment C, which is given to you, and there is a total of 521 properties that will be noticed tomorrow if it is so adopted. Along with that notice, we will be putting in our city cleanup day, which is May 3rd. So we will have the opportunity for everybody to have a free cleanup day with the Public Works and the Glynn County Dump helping us out. And with that, I'll be happy to entertain any questions.
All right. Mr. Domenichini.
How's this compared to previous years? About on track? Up, down?
We're up a little bit, but with the rainy season and the weeds, everybody's kind of caught off a little bit. But looking through the list of what we have, you will notice that majority of it is just grass and weeds, mm-hmm. and a little bit of brush. Most of the garbage has been cleaned up with prior abatement through the police department this year, so that is good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That and the fact I'm not on there, so I'm happy with the list.
Sorry about that. We will get you on there shortly.
I know where
and
you live.
And Mr. Lambert.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Barb, why don't we get together here in a little bit and we'll help you with that, okay? We will. We can find a we'll find a solution for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Peabody.
I know a Red Bluff resident that may help us out. I wasn't going to go there, but yes.
Off the record, we will acknowledge that.
I know somebody that owns a mobile home.
I just move it to the Orland city limits myself. But.
Barbara, just do what I do and just drop it off at Wayne's house. They do take paint at the landfill here.
Yes.
Yeah, but the so. Paint is all those paint that my dad had.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's been gone for 20-something years. So that's how they all kinds of stuff. It's not even hard.
Just leave the can closed.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Mr. Mello, did you have anything to say about this?
No.
Mr. Hansen.
No, thank you. Thank you for the report, Chief. I would just, as along the lines of Jim and Larry, I was making sure that I wasn't here, and I'm not, so that's good. Normally I'm not, but a couple of my neighbors are, which is a good thing. So anyway, thank you. Thank you, Chief. Thanks for all the, I know this, when you signed on to be the fire chief, I mean, you know, this is one of those 5% other duties is assigned, and it's not pleasant, but you and your staff do a fantastic job with this issue every year, so thank you for all of your efforts.
It's a highlight of our year.
It is a thankless job, I know, but it is a needed one. So thank you. Thank you, Chief.
And just for this that don't have an agenda, the fire season officially begins April 22nd and ends with the transmittal of the abatement cost on August 7th. So that's the timeline for this all to happen, for the notices to go out, for the award to be bid and presented to a contractor to handle that. There's several notices to let people know that they are on the abatement list, so they all have an opportunity to abate their own property or to come forward and protest that on July 22nd. So with that, Council.
Madam Mayor, Pro Tem, I move to adopt a resolution declaring weeds, rubbish, refuse, and dirt public nuisances as presented.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve the resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows declaring public nuisances. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? There are none. We'll go on to item 11B, which is appoint a subcommittee comprised of two members of the council to review applications and conduct interviews and make their recommendations of appointments for two members to serve on the Willows Library Board. And it'll come back on the June 24th council meeting. Staff.
Thank you, Your Honor. And yeah, that was excellent. I don't know what more I could add to that. It's the pleasure of the council to appoint two members from your board, and I the last occasion I believe Mr. Domenichini and yourself, Your Honor, were the committee.
Yes, and, I believe
if,
so.
If there's no objection from the other members of the council, I think that would be outstanding. We'll get the notices out, do the recruitment, and we'll see who applies and go from there.
Thank you.
I'm willing to do it, yeah.
Okay. Anybody else want to volunteer?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Mr.
Sounds,
Mello?
Sounds great.
No, it's going to be you and...
The two of us.
Okay.
Yeah,
we
did
too.
It before. So, yes, I'd be happy to do that again. So the subcommittee will be Mr. Domenichini and myself. Item 12 is council member reports. Mr. Mello.
The only thing I have is the Lamb Derby is coming up again in May, and my challenge is still open. It's the same challenge I did last year. Anybody in my age group can beat me, which is 60 years old and up. I'll wash their car. That's a 3-mile run on the Lamb Derby weekend. Now, last year, I offered to buy somebody a steak dinner if they beat me, and my wife kind of got upset. So I'm just going to leave it to I'll wash their car if someone could beat me in the age group. And that's all.
All right, Mr. Hansen.
Oh, come on. Really? Go for the steak dinner. Come on. Not so sure this year, huh?
Nope.
Thank you, Madam Mayor Pro Tem. First of all, just Barbara LaDucer. Wanted to thank Barbara for all of the work that she does on a constant basis for the American Legion Auxiliary and for the community. She's always out there working hard for the auxiliary and the community, and just, you know, you're a gem, Barbara. So thank you for everything that you do. So I mean, you've got a good heart, and you do a lot of good for the community, you and your organization. I know you're the driving force, though. So good work. Thank you. And it's very nice of you giving Natalie some recognition. So it was very nice. Of course, even though she gets embarrassed, but she deserves it. So she does a good job for us, city clerk. Larry and I attended the Regional Transit Committee and Glynn County Transportation Commission meeting last Thursday. It was held at the Orland Council Chambers, Carnegie Center. And basically, just to quickly go over the agenda items to note, draft budgets for the fiscal year 2014-2015 were approved. Funding is down slightly this year. The federal funding is down. It's getting, I mentioned that a month or so ago in a previous report, it's getting a little more difficult to get. The good news is that the transportation, overall transportation commission budget is remaining pretty steady. Marty and his team are doing a very good job managing the budget. So really it's going to be pretty much a repeat of last year with the budget situation. So pleased to report that the overall budget situation of the Transportation Commission is healthy. We made some major adjustments a couple of years back. About the same time, we had to make major adjustments here within the city, and we're able to rectify a ship that was taking on some water. So that's been righted, and we're in pretty good shape budget-wise now. We had the privilege of having a joint meeting with the Regional Transit Committee and the Glynn County Social Services Transportation Advisory Council. And I mentioned earlier when Marty was giving his presentation, there's a vendor was identified to complete a short-range transit plan. And backing up a little bit, one of the action items on the agenda was to continue the contract at no cost for another couple of months until June, because the report's not quite finished yet. But they did they've done a fantastic job. We saw a PowerPoint presentation, had a handout that their representative put on the other night, and a lot of the things that we have discussed and a lot of the issues that we'd like to see, and Larry touched on bus shelters, for example, was one of them tonight, are in this short-range transit plan. So it was a very good presentation. So just to highlight some of that, it was interesting to note that 6%, they put a lot of work into it and some time, quite a bit of time into it. It's not a finished document. The final report will be released in June. But 6% of the households in Glynn County, which is 631 households, do not have a car. I kind of found that kind of amazing. 631 households in Glynn County don't have a car. So, and a lot of those folks utilize Glynn Ride. So just some commute patterns, interestingly enough to note. It's got here. Yeah, okay. Out of 11,298 Glynn County employed residents, 11,298 employed residents, 36% work in the county and 64% commute to jobs outside the county. Of the 8,072 jobs in Glynn County, 51% are held by Glynn County residents and 49% by commuters from other areas. Thought that was interesting. Overall, 3,226 more people commute out of Glynn County than commute into Glynn County. And of course, Chico is the greatest destination for Glynn County residents who are commuting out of the area. I'm not going to bore you with a bunch of numbers, but finally, the Transit Rider survey highlights these are for individuals that use the buses and the other modes of transportation. The highest ranked attributes were 4.5 to 4.8 out of a possible of 5, so darn near 5. Were driver courtesy, system safety, and bus cleanliness. Along the lowest ranked attributes, which was in the 4 to 4.1 range out of 5, were stops and shelters, okay, not enough stops and shelters, frequency of service, fares, and web information. So those are just some of the items that were discussed in the report, and there will be a complete thorough report later on that. So like I say, I don't want to bore you with a bunch of numbers there. So that's during the joint meeting we saw that presentation. It was very interesting and very enlightening, and look forward to the final report. Moving on, other than the budget issues, there were budget transfer discussion on budget transfer for allocation fiscal year 2012-2013 regional service transportation funds and unanticipated revenue in current fiscal year. So just to talk on that a little bit, City of Willows and the City of Orland are going to have a little windfall this year for surface work and overlay work. And Larry, I want to say it's going to be in the $70,000 range. I don't have my numbers out here, but I mean, it was a slight increase over what we were expecting,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. Oh, Marty, you're still here. Hey, what was it, Marty?
It's about 70, just a little bit more than 78,000.
Marty, are these RSVP funds?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. What was it? The final numbers again?
Just a little over 78,000.
78,000. I thought you walked out. I didn't see you walk back in. Okay. I thought you were trying to skate early. Okay. Okay, Marty. Well, thanks for speaking up. So, and with that, one, and that was good news, is that funding is basically unrestricted and can be used as we see fit for our overlay work and related on our surface streets.
With any luck, we may have this year's, before the fiscal year is out, at the very heavy agreements. We sign those, so as soon as I get final numbers back from the state and we actually get money, then we can disperse those.
And I have absolutely no complaint about
that. Thank you. So, okay. Thank you, Marty. And finally, just this is for Chief Dahl. And I've haven't discussed this with you. And by the way, I'm not trying to sandbag you here. This is information, okay? Chief, and as far as my relationships with the chief are fantastic. I think he's done a fine job since he's taken over as our police chief. But identified in the one of the funds, and the commission holds this fund. We have no action on this fund. It's the vehicle license fee fund. And like I say, I've never talked to you about this before. I don't even know. You probably haven't even attended a meeting on it. But it's basically yourself, the Orland chief, and the sheriff. But it's fund 04251. Those monies are still being held. We're just
abandoned
vehicle funds. We're just holding the money. Marty, what was the number on that, roughly? Do you remember?
Well,
I have 187,000 and some change, $187,000. So those funds are still there. They're apparently, I asked Marty at the meeting if they were in any danger of being confiscated by the state, since we know how the state operates. The answer was no, not at this time. But there's $187,000 sitting there that should be utilized. So I just wanted to throw that out for you. So
typically, they got to be used for abatement. Pretty strict rules on guidance what we're using for, but it's something we need to all myself, Chief Toll, the county, uh-huh, and the sheriff, need to get
that. Sure. Yeah, I just want to throw that out there, right, Chief. Like I say, just for informational items. So, okay. Madam Mayor Pro Tem, that's all I had. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Chief.
Yeah. All right. Mr. Domenichini.
Not much else. Just a couple items piggyback on what Gary said. That was a good presentation, short range plan. I like that they address the need for maintaining the bus fleet, getting rid of surplus vehicles, and making sure that we're acquiring new buses as needed. And the study was interesting. Gary talked about the 6% of the households that don't have a vehicle. Plus, they also had numbers in there, percentage of seniors and percentage of population 10 to 17 years of age. You know, teenagers and senior citizens are more likely to not have a vehicle. So there is it got across that there is a large demand for the transit service, as evidenced by the ridership, which is still going strong. So it was good, and I was appreciative of staff on that. It was a good presentation. I think the short range study is over 100 pages, if I remember right. So not too many people are going to read that, but the PowerPoint presentation encapsulated it very well. That's all I get to report.
Thank you. I attended a LAFCO meeting on last Monday, the 14th. We are going forward steadily with updating all the municipal service reviews for the cities and special agencies that we oversee. Every 5 years is the recommendation for these things, and it's been a little longer than that. So the commission is plugging away at getting all of those done. Hopefully within the next 18 months, we're going to be spending some of the reserves to do that, but then we won't have to do it again for another 5 years. So I think Willows is up next. We just did Orland and approved that, and I believe she said our executive director, Ms. Layton, is working with staff and getting ready to have the Willows service review up next. There will not be a meeting in May, so it'll flip to June. So we should be seeing that come forward for review and then adoption after that. So it'll be two meetings to get that through. I also attended the ethics training that was provided by Golden State Risk Management. Many of you were also there. Mr. Salisbury and the chief were there. And it was good to see. There was a lot of staff there. And I don't know, so we all did the ethics training. I did not stay for the afternoon session, which was, I think, sexual harassment.
We actually had several additional employees attending.
Yeah. So, and I, you know, I've been to these trainings before, and, you know, I was surprised at the number of people that they had from all of the special districts. It was, what, standing room only, just about. I nabbed a seat in the back. And I was surprised that it was such a huge room. And it was very, you know, it was a good presentation because most of it was question and answer as opposed to, you know, they gave us a report. And there was a lot of scenarios that were brought up, particularly for public representatives of situations. Mainly the water districts, more than anybody, the water district people had a lot of questions to ask about because they have such small boards. There's so much conflict of interest when there's only, you know, the agency only maybe has 30 or 40 members and so much to do. So it was good. I enjoyed it. I have my certificate for Natalie. Yay! And I do believe that everybody has to update that, what, every 2 years? Every 2 years. So if you haven't, you might want to look at an opportunity to do that. With that said, unless anyone has anything else, we will move on to executive session. Tonight we have an executive session pursuant to California Government Code Section 54950 et sic. The City Council will hold a closed session schedule here. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.3, the public will have an opportunity to directly address the legislative body on the below items prior to the Council convening into closed session. Public comments, again, are generally restricted to 3 minutes. Item 13A is conference with labor negotiators pursuant to 54954.5F and 54957.6. Agency negotiators will be City Council, City Manager Steve Holzinger. The employee organization will be the Willows Public Safety Association. Does anyone have anything they'd like to say before we go into session?
Mr. Vice Mayor.
Would you approach, please?
I apologize. My name is Jeff Williams. I had a senior moment during item six. My question doesn't have anything to pertain to your negotiations. The Chromium 6 issue, if I was told correctly, they are going to implement that new regulation, and we have a very short window to send a letter to oppose it. Are we actually, as a city, going to draft a letter opposing that new implementation?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. We had already moved past item six, Jeff. So what I'd like to do is I'll ask to have that matter put on the next agenda, so that we can bring it back forward and answer that question. But we've already opened that we're going into session, so I really can't take that as a question right now.
The only problem is I believe that by the next meeting, that time will
we had a presentation last week or last council on that, and I'm sure we're up to date on what the needs are. But I'll be happy to bring that back next time.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Anyone as to this matter? All right. Then we will stand into closed session.